St. Francis Xavier, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today, dear children, is the wonderful feast of St. Francis Xavier. St. Francis was born in the year 1506, and when he grew up and became a little older, he decided he wanted to completely devote his life to God. And there was another man in his area that was also under the same idea of offering his entire life to the service of God. And his name was Ignatius of Loyola, later to become Saint Ignatius. And he was starting an order. And so Saint Francis Xavier joined Saint Ignatius and several others, and they started the Society of Jesus, which we know today as well as that is called the Jesuits. And St. Francis was very zealous for souls and for conversion of people who were outside of the faith. And so early on, after his ordination, he was sent to what is known as the East Indies. He went off and preached in India and all these other little islands that are out in the ocean there east of India, and converted souls on many of those islands. And each of them presented its own challenge. I mean, many of them all had different languages that St. Francis had to learn as he went there. And then in addition to that, they were pagan, and sometimes they were, you know, not very interested, at least some of them, and could be very dangerous for St. Francis. But he didn't have any worries. He trusted in God, and he went out, and he started preaching in all these lands, setting up little mission churches and little places where he could leave other priests to continue his mission of preaching there after he got it started. That was his big thing. He was he really got the ball rolling in these places, and then after doing so, then other priests would come in and continue on the missions there. And then eventually he met a man who was from Japan and was asked St. Francis to come with him to Japan and preach there. And so St. Francis did. He, you know, took a year and learnt the Japanese language and followed him to Japan. And when he got there, it was truly very difficult for him because of the fact that the pagans in Japan were very much eager and ready to kill the Christians for even being there. But once again, St. Francis kept continuing to try and to set up little missions. And left it in the care of some priests there, and he moved on, and he set his sights now on China. He, you know, was very zealous for converting souls, and so he decided, okay, now I'm going to move to China. And because of all his mission work and his travels and how much he gave totally of himself at a young age as he set out for China, and he was still in his late 40s, he ended up falling ill and dying on an island just off the coast of China, and then that was it. But they say after Saint Paul, that Saint Francis Xavier converted more souls than any other missionary in the history of the Church in that short period of time, and we see with that that spirit continuing on in his order for the salvation of souls, especially for those in the Far East. And we can see this in what was established later on and continues to be used to this day. In fact, it's a very common devotion in Boston, where I'm from, because of how many Jesuit establishments are there. It's called the Novena of Grace. And it was established way back in the year 1633. Now, this was, you know, not too many years. It was just shortly after St. Francis Xavier was canonized. And it was started because there was a Jesuit priest who wanted to be a missionary, and his name was Father Marcello Mastrilli, and he, on one day, was, you know, walking around the church, and they were doing work somewhere, and a hammer fell from really high up and hit him square in the head. And he was really in a bad way because of that. And he was on death's door. Everybody thought he was going to die. And so he made sure everybody did this novena of grace in honor of Saint Francis Xavier. And at the end of the novena, he was healed. And with that, he was able to set off on his mission that he wanted to go to. You see, he too wanted to go, just like Saint Francis, wanted to go to Japan. And there, the Christians, see, Christianity was outlawed in Japan, and the Christians that were there, the priests that were trying to convert people, were being put to death in horrible ways. And so there was this one priest, his name was Father Ferreira, and he had undergone torture for several days and over what was called the pit. The pit was, it was part of a volcano, and all these what they call sulfuric gases came up, and the person would be hung upside down for days on end over breathing in all this nasty, very poisonous and toxic gas, and it'd be a long and very painful death. And so he, this Father Ferreira, had undergone that torture and gave up and apostatized. He gave up his faith to save his own life. And so this father Mastrilli wanted to convert him back to the fold. That was his mission. And so he went to Japan, and wouldn't you have it, he stepped off the boat, and as soon as he stepped off the boat, the Japanese arrested him and put him to death in that very same manner. They put him in the same pit, hung him upside down for 3 whole days, and when it was clear that he wasn't going to apostatize, they had a little bit of mercy on him and ended his life by cutting off his head. And but with that example, that Father Ferreira did eventually convert back to the faith and ultimately gave his life as a martyr in that same pit in which he had apostatized so many years beforehand. So we see that when we have a zeal for souls, and we're prayerful about that zeal, working for souls and praying that God will help us, then He will. He will give us all the graces we need to do our job, to continue in our prayers and by our prayers to help souls. And if something extraordinary is absolutely necessary, he will be able to do so, just like he did for Father Mastrilli. But most importantly for us, we don't need something always extraordinary. We just need those ordinary graces so we can pray consistently for salvation of souls in that same spirit, that missionary spirit, which our saint today, Saint Francis Xavier, had. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.